Today's guest is George Murdoch, known as Tubular George, from solar tubes and surfing. We'll get that story. Chimney inspections, cleanings, repairs, installation of new gas fireplaces, gas inserts, famous solar tubes, solar whole house fans, solar attic fans. You don't need AC. You need a whole house fan. Tubular George has been a sponsor for quite some time. So please, if you're going to need any of these services, consider giving him a call. Welcome back to Radio Real Estate, George Murdoch.
Mark, good to hear from you again. How are you?
I'm doing very well. And tell me again, Tubular George, Tubular had nothing to do with solar tubes. It's more of a surfing thing?
Well, it was my nickname, but it just kind of made sense as we got into doing tubular skylights, too, 35 years ago. The missus decided, hey, let's just call the company Tubular George, since everyone calls you that anyway.
And
so here we are.
Do you still surf?
Still surf.
Oh, excellent. Excellent.
Yeah, and my boys are, a couple of them are pretty world-class surfers, so they've been trying to wipe me out on these big waves for a lot of years now.
Isn't that fun?
Super fun.
I've never surfed. I grew up back east, never surfed. I just never really did a whole lot of swimming in the ocean anyway, but my buddy goes, you know Lorraine Beach?
Down south, yep. I've never really surfed it, though, but I've heard of it.
Yeah, I'll tell you about it off the air. We don't want to tell everyone the secret. It's a secret beach. So you started this business initially as chimney inspections and cleaning, and then you got into the solar tubes?
Yeah, actually, originally, it's about 50 years old now. I started the company when I was 14 years old. It was a firewood company. And I hired my older brother, Mitch, because he was 2 years older. He had a driver's license that could help deliver the wood. We started way back in high school, and then quickly after that, after college and whatnot, it made sense to start servicing the fireplaces that we're delivering wood to. So clean sweep kind of came into play about 1980. And then after that, we started to diversify a little bit, looking for something to do in the spring and summer, because of course the firewood and chimney business was busy in the fall and winter. With the six kids and all, it just made sense to diversify. So my brother Mitch runs the firewood company, kind of independent now, and then I continue on with the fireplace and solar tubes and ventilation and installations of all kinds of different gas appliances now.
But you left out Murdoch's Heating and Air. That was in between there.
Yeah, we did that too, and then just kind of started to focus just more on chimney.
You know, I'm still in touch with the man you sold it to, Ken Irwin, and he's a one-man show, Murdoch's Heating and Air. He's got your name. That was quite a coup for him to get that name. And, you know, he's still working.
Yes. Yeah. Well, we all have bills to pay, I guess. And it's fun to be in the service business, particularly in Santa Barbara, with so many amazing properties and people. It's really been a great experience.
Well, between your kids and your wife, who's the marketing genius, it's a family-owned business. And it's a great evolution. A 14-year-old kid, and you really built it up. George Murdoch, Tubular George, he's been a sponsor for a long time. This is the way of the radio. Everyone's got to have sponsors. You got to pay for the airtime. So you can contact him for solar tubes, chimney inspections, cleanings, repairs. But this is a weird thing we're going to talk about today. We're in the spring, and so now we get away from fireplace repair generally and talk about solar tubes, whole house fans. But now we're going to talk about electric fireplaces, and the Santa Barbara County is giving up to $7,500 for someone to convert their gas fireplace to an electric fireplace. Is that it?
Pretty close. It's actually, if you're in the zone, the goal is to limit the amount of air pollution and wood smoke in the downtown areas and a few pockets in Goleta and Carpinteria, mainly in the concentrated part of the population. So the Air Pollution Control Board received an initiative from the state of California to offer vouchers. And the voucher system if you're not in the zone, it qualifies you for $2,500 toward the conversion of a wood-burning fireplace into a electric. And if you are in the zone, like downtown Santa Barbara, downtown Carp, you'll pay up to $7,000 toward that project. And that covers the permit, the electrical line that needs to be put in, the unit, which is pretty cool. They've come up with a variety of different models that that make it kind of an interesting play for some of the people who don't want to burn wood any longer, or perhaps they don't have gas in their house. That's also been a good opportunity for people to take advantage of.
That is just wild. And did you say, what's the name of the board? The California, what?
That's the Air Pollution Control Board.
Okay, okay.
Let me give you their website if anybody's interested in seeing if they qualify for the voucher. It's not based on income. It's based on primarily just if you're located in within.
Well, let me ask you this, though. Let me ask you this. If someone called your office or went on to... God, what's your website? I don't have it written down in front of me.
Info@TubularGeorge, or just TubularGeorge.com is the website, but they can also inquire at info@TubularGeorge.com or call our office, and Kimmy will pick up and guide them through applying for the voucher program with the Air Pollution Control Board. They also have a website, too, that someone can go on independently. So that website is OURAIR.org/heatclean.
Actually, that's pretty easy.
Yeah. Yeah, and then Emily over there at the Air Pollution Control Board, which is just there in the Turnpike area, she'd anxiously see if you qualify. And it's basically if you have a masonry fireplace that has burned wood in the past, then you're a candidate.
So that's the whole goal is for people to get rid of their wood burning fireplace. Mm-hmm. So obviously,
yeah, with the electric inserts. So what we do, we seal off the top of the fireplace so there's never any cold air or anything that ever blows down ever again. And then the unit itself is a sealed insert that we have a variety of different sizes and models from about four different companies we represent. That then slides into your existing masonry fireplace. We install electric line at the back. Our certified electrician comes and does that. Then the city or county of Santa Barbara comes and inspects, make sure that line was done properly. Then we put in the actual insert. And then the insert, it'll pull up about 5,000 BTUs. And it's kind of an interesting look. They've come a long ways in the electric line. And the fun thing is you can use it with or without the heat. So in the summertime, if you just want the ambiance of the flames and whatnot and the ceramic logs that are installed in it, then you don't have to use the heater until fall.
So
you push a heater button, it heats up pretty well.
So you got ceramic logs as if you were looking at a gas insert fireplace. You got these ceramic logs. So how does the electric... Mm-hmm. What's the visual? What does it look like?
It's three-dimensional. The typical size is like 33 inches wide, 24 high, and about 12 inches deep. And inside the depth, after the glass doors, you have the ceramic logs, and then the visual presentation. It can do a variety of different mood lights, in some cases different flame styles, all at the push of a button from your couch, which is pretty cool.
I mean, the only thing I can think of is I remember going through channel surfing. My guest is George Murdoch from Tubular George, tubulargeorge.com, email info@tubulargeorge.com, or go to the air pollution control website, which is OURAIR.org/keep clean?
Yes, actually, yes, that's correct.
So,
that is correct. So, OURAIR.org/heatclean.
So,
or they can call. I'll give you a phone number, too. They can call and ask for Emily at the Air Pollution Control Board, 805-979-8357. And she can help guide them through the voucher program. So the cool thing is the money actually, they qualify for the whole voucher. none of the payment goes through the client at all. The state of California pays ourselves, our vendor, our electrician, all independent. So the only real hassle then for a client is just to fill out the voucher, which is pretty awesome.
So, you know, I remember channel surfing and seeing a picture of a fireplace on the screen. And I think people would, like, put that on if they didn't have a fireplace on the holidays. Their TV would show a picture of a fireplace. Does this electric fireplace look anything? How realistic is it? Are there photos online on your website?
Yeah, we have photos online. Plus, they're welcome to call my assistant Kimmy and to come by our workshop where we have four different models on display. A lot of people have been doing that because there's a few little variances between the four models.
So they can
come check it out, or if we've done, you know, a neighbor or something like that, sometimes we can connect them.
And is that the 682 number?
Yes. Uh-huh. Our main line, 805-682-5939.
Okay, so you can call Kimmy at Tubular George, 682-5939. And talk to her about either the program or maybe getting to instructions to get online to see it or even come in to see one. Or you can just try going to tubulargeorge.com and you can see some photos. It's just so bizarre. And what's really bizarre is that it's going to put out heat, 5,000 BTUs, but you can switch that off. So in the summer, you're just looking at the visual. But in the winter, you might get, is 5,000 BTUs, how does that rate compare?
Well, the gas appliances definitely are more efficient. But then you have to run a gas line, you're into the fireplace, an electric line, and they are a little more expensive. But 5,000 BTUs, to give you an idea, will heat, you know, like a living room, approximately 350 to 400 square feet.
Well, that's not chicken feed. That's not too bad. You know what? So what has the response been? Are people open to this or are they skeptical?
Yeah, the program just started up a couple of weeks ago. And so if someone is interested, they should hop on it while the voucher money is still available. Once you qualify for a voucher, you have a couple months, about 3 months, actually, to get everything completed.
Right.
It's a really awesome program in a way. We did it years ago with the state of California with the gas program, and so many of our listeners and customers out there took advantage of that. But now the emphasis is more electric.
Oh, the other program was to get people to convert wood burning to gas insert, and now they're going to convert it to... But you have to have a wood burning fireplace. What if you already converted your wood burning fireplace to a gas insert?
I would probably keep the gas insert because it'll be a little more efficient.
And it's paid for.
Yeah, it's paid for if that's already in place. So it's primarily, you know, going after those that are thinking of, you know, hey, I'm tired of burning wood and don't want to contribute to the air pollution in the local area. Or a lot of times it's a landlord. Landlords can qualify for this too, or they may not want their tenants to be burning pizza boxes and whatnot. So we can also help them to qualify for a voucher.
Okay, so the critical thing is, I know this sounds like an infomercial with act now. Money is limited, but that's the truth. It's an air pollution control board, county distribution of a certain amount of funds. And so if you have half an interest, at least check it out. Might not be for you, might be just what the doctor ordered. And find out if you're in the zone, you can get up to $7,000. If you're out of the zone, you can still get up to $2,500. You can go to tubulargeorge.com, email info@tubulargeorge.com. You could call them, 805-682-5939. I'd love to see you get a lot of calls, and I'd love to see you help people, you know, get this great bonus and benefit from the county. They're giving money away. Might as well get it.
Yes, it's definitely a great program for those who find themselves, you know, maybe elderly too, who don't want to be sloughing wood any longer, or dealing with ashes and whatnot. There's a variety of good reasons. If you're looking for a ton of heat, then you're still a good qualifier for the gas insert. But there's not a program for that right now. But we still are doing a lot of gas inserts, especially like the fancier linear ones and then some of the estate homes and things. We have those projects going on constantly as well. But the downtown area, if you got particularly like an old fireplace that could use some love, or the mortar joints are now unsafe because it was originally an unlined fireplace. The electric is a good alternative because it certainly makes it a lot safer, particularly in those older fireplaces.
Very good. You know, I should call Ron Wolf. He manages so many units and homes. I want to make sure he's aware of this, and he can have his property owners jump on this as well. And I imagine, of course, this time of year, you're generally not doing fireplaces, but this, an electric fireplace, I love that you could use it without the heat. I'm going to have to go online. I'm just so curious to see what this looks like. And then you get there, and it is the summertime, so you could maybe evaluate someone for a solar tube or a whole house fan or an attic fan.
We're doing some right now in a beautiful home right downtown, some solar tubes, and looking at possibly two, an electric unit as well. So happy to help in that area, and we're still doing ventilation products as well, whole house fans, little star attic fans, and then, of course, the thing that got us all started in this is the solar tube skylights.
With the attic fan, it's solar operated, so the vent that vents out with the fan, that's actually on the roof. It's not like a side
Correct.
Vent, right?
Yeah, it's the solar ceramic fan is integrated into the flashing system, and the fan's located just underneath the solar panel. So they'll pull out all the hot air out of the attic, and there is a tax credit still to the end of the year, 30% on that. So solar ceramic fans are a great product as well.
And it just makes the house cooler if your attic is cooler. Do you sometimes need two, or is sometimes one enough? Or
yeah, just depending upon the amount of square footage. We have one Model 3000 that's good for up to 2,500 square feet.
Wow! And what I don't know if you can give a price on the off the top or a price range. What are those?
On a composition roof, you're under 1,000. And $975 or so, plus a little tax, and that includes installation. And then next April, you could write off 30% of that on the federal income tax.
So the 2,500 square foot unit costs maybe around $975, and then you get a 30% tax credit.
Yeah, whole house fans are a little more expensive, about twice that, closer to $2,000. But if you really want to, you know, exchange the air in the house quickly, a whole house fan is an awesome thing to have. Every house should have one because they certainly make the home a lot healthier by moving the air and circulating it, blast it into the attic, and then your solar star attic fan can remove that hot air and also push it out through your existing dormers. And
well, I would say, even though it's twice the price, it's going to be a whole lot more impactful to get a whole house fan versus the attic fan. I mean, you can crack your windows and turn on that whole house fan, and then suddenly the cool air outside comes into a warm home, and it just changes everything.
Yeah, they're really great. And make the home a lot healthier, too.
And if you do the whole house fan, and you got this air pushing into the attic, do you necessarily then maybe not need the attic fan because you're already pushing the air?
It depends. You have to have so many attic access penetrations in order for that hot air to get out of there. So what we found is probably about 50% of the homes have dormers and whatnot that once we do the solar star or the whole house fan is adequate. But if it's not adequate, then we install also a attic fan to work in conjunction with it. Then you have a really nice complete system.
Okay. But about half the people have a sufficient number of dormers and vents in the attic that the whole house fan might just get away with that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there you go. Fresh air, sunlight, Tubular George, Murdoch, thank you so much for joining me. Thank you so much for sponsoring the program, because believe me, if it wasn't for you, I wouldn't be on the air.
Well, thanks, Mark. Well, you do a lot of good work. We appreciate the phone call and look forward to anyone out there who's interested. We'll get over there and help. My sons and I and assistants, we're glad to be of service.
Okay, so again,
it's a wonderful community.
Oh, thank you. And again, the main topic, in case you just tuned in, is the fact that you can qualify, depending on where you live, $7,000 or $2,500, depending on where you live. You have to check out the website and find out which one you qualify for. And then you can convert your wood-burning stove to an electric-sealed fireplace unit, and it can throw out 5,000 BTUs if you want it in the winter, or if not, you turn that part off and you just have the visual on the sealed electric fireplace of all things. We get Action Roofing to put in solar on your roof, and then that'll run your electric fireplace.
Oh, there you go.
Okay. George Murdoch, thank you so much.
Thank you, Mark. Yeah, okay. Have a wonderful 4th of July.
Thank you. You too. I got my flag out.
You got.
Okay.
Awesome. I will too. I've got it up already.
Yeah, me
proud
too.
Proud to be an American.
I've been keeping it up since Memorial Day.
Yeah.
For some reason.
Yeah. Go America.
Thanks.
Hey, thanks a lot.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Bye for now.
Bye.
TubularGeorge.com. info@TubularGeorge.com. Or call him at 805-682-5939. Check out the site. I don't know if he gave me, or if you want to go direct to the air pollution control website, it's ourair.org/keep clean. You're listening to Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, radiorealestate.com. We'll take a quick break. Stay tuned. You'll be right back.